All right, so what are you working on here?
Okay, so
Rohit. Rohit Gandakota.
I rarely had to do this where I present a very half-baked, still in progress research idea.
I thought that's what you're doing all the time.
Usually I end up presenting after a paper is
Okay.
published. I don't have amazing slides, but the main takeaway I want from this talk is that I want you guys to roast me and like tell me where I can improve in terms of experiments or something which would help you convince you more in terms of what I'm trying to say. So this is an interesting project. We've discovered so many things, very tiny, minute little things over the 2 years that I've worked here. And like last week, we figured out that all of this can be brought together to do something out of it. So the title is Restoring Diversity, but I'll give more motivation of what this is. So how many of you here know what a diffusion model is? I didn't write or don't know what a diffusion model is. Okay. So diffusion models are basically a generative image model where you give a text and the model starts from a noise over like 50 or 100 time steps. It slowly removes some part of noise and makes it into like this beautiful image that comes out of it. So when researchers train a diffusion model, it's called a Bayes diffusion model. And it has like beautiful images. I'm just reusing the slide from my last talk. Has beautiful images, but it's super slow because it takes at least 100 or 50 time steps for you to generate it. So it's 50 times you're forward passing it through the model. So for this particular use case, to make it more productionizable, people do distillation, but not model distillation. This is diffusion distillation. So instead of reducing the model weights, they keep the model weights the same, architecture the same, except they fine-tune it further to make it faster. Right? So instead of using 50 time steps, can I do the same thing in four or one? Then comes, let's call it distill model. So it has reduced time steps. It still has like beautiful images. It's super fast. But now the problem is it's not diverse anymore. What I mean by that is so a base model, if you ask for a cartoon character, right, it takes 9 seconds to generate one image. But look at each individual sample, it's super diverse. It has like all sorts of characters popping up. And the same thing if you ask a distill model, you see that it's more collapsed, right? It's the same cartoon style, probably the same face, same features that keep popping up. But it's super fast. Like, see, it's like 15 times faster. Within a second, you can generate an image. So I'm going to introduce three numbers here just so that it can be dramatic in terms of what I'm trying to say here. So one is called sample diversity, which is for one prompt, if I were to generate 1,000 samples, how diverse are these individual images? And then there's a distribution diversity, which is if I give 10,000 prompts, will the model be able to generate all 10,000 or maybe like only 5,000 of it? That's called distribution diversity. And user preference score is basically how much, like if I were to show you two images as a user to you, which one of it are you going to prefer the most? And if I were to give a number to it, I'm going to call it user preference score. So the numbers I'm going to show here are slightly weird. If the sample diversity is higher, that means it's more diverse. The distribution diversity score is actually lower is better. That means it's closer to the original training data distribution. And user preference score is, of course, the higher the score, the more the preferences. And you get these numbers, which doesn't make a lot of sense now. But if you look at distilled models, you see that sample diversity has like drastically gone down, like even like has gone down more than half. But the user preference score is pretty high. If you took a closer look at it, you can see that base model has like these artifacts, weird artifacts, which you don't see a lot in the distilled models. It's more saturated, but it's more crisp compared to the base model. So there are like a couple of problems here which we want to address. Yeah.
Sorry, when you say user preference score, is it within that same like image set of images, or do you mean like between these two, like one, this one got like 22 and this one got 26?
So the user preference score is individual image number,
Okay.
but it's trained based on Elo rankings. So I'll explain it later, but it's basically it's a CLIP model which is trying to replicate a human on how much would a human really prefer it.
Question.
Yeah.
So for the same prompt, you get like simplified cartoons, whereas you have more complicated cartoons on the left one.
Yes, and also the same simplified cartoon, right? It's always the same simplification, same features, almost looks like the same person, right? So the diversity is also like super low. So, oops, maybe I should motivate this. So now the question is, can we have the same distilled model, or like, in other words, this faster inference, but try to address most of these problems here, which is, can we make it more diverse? Can we have the user preference score maybe have like little increased? And there's another problem, which is our distilled models can't be really controlled as much because they have only four time steps. And there's a problem of control. I didn't have time to give motivation slide for that. I'm going to show some examples later. So what's really happening here is if you were to standardly visualize what a diffusion model does, it starts with like this complete noise, and then it slowly denoises over the time steps. So DMD is a distilled model. It takes only four time steps, whereas the base model takes 50. And for the sake of visualization, I'm just showing 30%, 60%, and 100% along the way. From the first glance, do you see like any huge difference here in terms of like both these inference runs? A little
Looks
bit.
okay. Look,
Looks
they both look
okay.
okay.
Yeah, they look like they're doing the same thing, probably, right? So, in other words, how what is this actual visualization? Is that if assume that that's the ellipses are the Gaussian noise from which you start. What diffusion model does it? It slowly tries to steer towards that beautiful data distribution that you have. So what we have visualized so far is that image, right? That red small dot over there, somewhere in the intermediate state. But there's another visualization which we could do, which is cleverly if we were to extrapolate it to the data dimension. So I know at what time step I'm in. I know how many time steps are remaining. So if I were to take the same step again and again and again without actually doing a forward pass, I could probably estimate what the final image would look like at the current time step. And we call it final image extrapolation technique, right? It's not new. It's just the math already underlying in the proposed paper. We're just trying to revive it back for better visualization. So now, if I were to do that technique and look at what the model is, so another way of doing thinking about this visualization is, what is the model thinking to draw at a current time step? And this is what it does for the base model. At like the first time step, it doesn't really think of anything. It's like, I'm going to draw some blob over there. And as it gets to the final image, it gets sharper and sharper and sharper. But the problem with distilled models is that at the very first time step, they know exactly what they're drawing. Right? Now you see this effect that I'm trying to call here, right? A base model has more than 10 time steps to figure out what the structure is going to be, whereas a distilled model has to do it in one time step.
So if you have just one time step to like have a visualization close to the final time step of a diffusion visualization without any drifts, does it still be stay as a diffusion model? Now you are not having any drifts, right? You know, you are doing it in one shot just like GANs.
Yeah.
So can we still classify it as a diffusion? Because we are not having the drifts. We're not having the classical drifts.
It's not classical diffusion. I did call it a GAN once and got a backlash for it. It's still diffusion because you're not jumping into the final image yet. You're like sort of trying to jump to the final image, but it doesn't. So it's a very uneven diffusion process, right? The first time step does all the heavy lifting. And the final three time steps are like, okay, let me just correct myself a little bit to add these final details. Right? So that's a thanks for bringing it up. That's a very good way to motivate this as well. So yeah, the first time step has to do all of it. So of course the model is going to be mode collapse because we've seen that over the past. I don't want to ruffle any feathers, but most of the single step generation models have this mode collapse. So now we'll enter into the solution of how we like try to tackle this without any training. Most of you know what concept sliders are, maybe. If just in case you don't know it, I'm going to motivate it again. A concept slider is basically a diffusion model knows most of the concepts because you can text condition it. So if you ask for a bearded person or a clean-shaven person, it knows exactly what to draw. So maybe if you can look somewhere in the internals, you could probably capture this the concept of beardness into a slider. And once you attach it, you can control it. This is broken visualization. You can control this features in a very precise way. So
That's right. When something is attached.
So what we've discovered is that if you were to train a slider on top of a base model, it works pretty well because, well, you have trained it on the model itself, so it captured what the model knows. But the weird part is you can just take that slider that you trained on base and move it to distill model, and it still captures that direction, right? That means that through this process of fine-tuning or distillation, the concept representations are untouched. They're preserved very well. Then you can just take these adapters from the base model and directly apply it to the distilled models. So here are like some more examples, right? The one I showed earlier was a big eye slider, which we trained in the past. There are a lot of fine-tuned models on Hugging Face and using one of the search techniques I found it, but maybe there's a better way to do it. Right? So these are called customization techniques. The model really, the original model doesn't know how to draw pixel art that way, but you can customize it by showing it like 10 images and training these adapters on top. And even those adapters transfer to distilled models, even though you just train it on base. So it's just the added evidence that concept representations within the model are preserved through the process of distillation. So maybe if representations are untouched, you could probably also transfer latents. By latents, I mean these noise steps that I've shown earlier, right? So if the problem is really the first step of a distilled model, maybe if I just transfer it from a base model and let it continue with the distilled model, what would happen to the images? Right? So does it really work? Yeah, it does work. So what happens is, in the first time step, if you just replace the model weights with the distilled model, sorry, out of the four distilled time steps, the first time step, if you replace it with the base model, and just let it continue with the distilled model itself, you suddenly see an increase in sample diversity.
Sorry,
But the
what is this new setup again?
what's the new setup? Yeah.
Mm.
So I've showed that the first time step in a distilled model already knows what to draw.
Right.
Maybe if you were to confuse it that it doesn't know how to draw it, and let a base model decide what the first time step has to be, would the distilled model be able to finish it? Because the concepts can be transferred. So maybe distilled model can do the rest of the heavy lifting and try to like normalize the weight into the rest of the three time steps.
Give a different starting point so that there's less heavy lifting in the first step.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or just replace the first step
mm-hmm.
with the heavy lifted step from the base model.
Mm-hmm.
Can it finish it is the question. Because, yeah.
I guess conceptually, this would be the same as if you were doing the distillation process, but like with variable length steps. Is that right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. So none of the distillation processes really make it as an objective that this distillate the diffusion has to be equal across all the time steps.
Okay.
Right? All they do is, if I were to run four steps, will the final image be as pretty as the base model? So this is actually a call for action for building better distillation models, since we don't have the computer model to train it. We're trying to say that, look at what your distillation models are doing. They're heavily more collapsing because the first step is doing all the work. And it's basically a GAN now, because it's one step doing all the process and the rest three steps are just doing these touch-ups.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's one of the fractions.
And your assumption is that if you add some kind of loss term to kind of ensure that your the images generated by your distilled model is also kind of like as diverse as possible, then it will kind of like address this issue that we have found.
Yes.
Okay.
So there is one buried method, distillation method called LCM. It's called latent consistency model. What it does is it tries to be consistent across the latents. Right? In other words, it's trying to denoise the same amount at all time steps. So it's technically a method that exists, but the quality is super bad. Because what we hypothesize is that the final three time steps are really important from a distilled model, like the current state of distilled model, like this one, to make the image more sharp and crisp. Whereas the first time step is for structure, right? And if you were to like really make it 25%, 25%, 25%, the crispness doesn't come out of the model and the images are really super bad for the LCM model. So it's never used in production. So what we are maybe suggesting is, maybe look more into it sort of question here, like we don't know what to do, but here's an evidence that if you were to replace the first time step, it works.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe there's like some clever scheduling, like a sinusoidal way, an exponential way of doing these things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So,
but you have already found a fix, right?
I found a fix.
Yes, you found a fix to the problem.
I did find a fix to the problem. But for this to happen, you need to have two models loaded.
Okay.
The base and the distilled.
Okay.
And it's absolutely fine for the current state of, not the previous state of the art.
Mm-hmm.
Current state of the art is 12 billion. And you can't load two models in a consumer GPU.
Just 12 billion.
Just 12 billion. That's the current. All right, Andhav, all right. You have like 600 billion. So there is a fix now. Maybe we are just saying, do this fix and let a distilled model replicate this fix. Maybe we'll have like an efficient distillation process. So yeah, it turns out you get sample diversity, which is restored. Crispness is back. But the interesting part, or like the surprising part, is that it exceeds the sample diversity of a base model and while maintaining the similar user preference score as a distilled model. And the speed is same as distilled model. So it's almost a hack, which we don't understand, where how can you even increase the diversity of a base model
mm-hmm.
when you are learning from a base model? So the numbers are not on these six images. The numbers are on 30,000 data set of COCO. So it's pretty consistent that you get these higher numbers.
I don't understand. How is this not a fix?
It is a fix. I'm not saying it's not a fix.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just surprised that we were able to exceed the base diversity.
Mm-hmm.
I can understand if you exceed distilled. Well, mm-hmm. makes sense. Like somewhere in the middle. But it also was better than the original model, which is suspicious. But it does.
Something, maybe something to do with how diversity is measured.
So that's true with the distribution diversity. I don't really believe that it's true. But the sample diversity is based on image similarity metrics. So I generate 100 images for one prompt.
Mm-hmm.
And then I look at these LPIPs or like some sort of similarity distances.
Mm-hmm.
I think they are they have been proven to be very consistent across time. So this happens. So we don't know how to explain this. But we're being humble. We're going to say we're just restoring it. I'm not going to call VXC rate base model diversity, but yeah, this happens. So that's all I have so far.
So I'm not a diffusion guy, but like conceptually you're doing extra steps, right? In this case, in your fix.
Mm-hmm. No.
You're not doing
extra. I'm not doing. So
you adjust.
I did do extra steps in the beginning.
Yeah.
And then David said, why do extra steps? Just replace it with one step.
And okay, so the total number of steps here, you kind of adjust for doing the first step with the base model.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. You can say your final image and extrapolation slide. I think it's right before. And I guess you're looking at, or I guess, did you ever see that for the base model? That the type of dog that shows up differs based off of when you extrapolate. Like if you do it at the base, you might get like one certain type of dog. I guess because like when it comes to coarse defined diffusion, like wouldn't that suggest that you might get different dogs depending on when you sample your final image interpolation?
Yeah, so yes, and that's the fix, right?
Yep.
We know that if you sample it from base, you would get totally different dogs for different samples. So maybe I should have explained it better. I'm just not replacing it. I'm not doing an intervention. So if my let's say this is my base model, I have like 50 time steps, and then the distill model 4 time steps. This is what I've visualized so far. I'm just showing you this. So now what the fixes is basically when you say image of a dog, instead of running the first step with the distill model, run it with the base model. Just replace the weights with the base model and let it come up with like this totally different x0, right? And now just continue all of the steps with distill model. So let the distill model figure out what the image is based on what the base model gave it as a seed, right? So the distill model is just going to try to finish the image, and it does a good job at it.
Yeah. So like the way. Yeah.
Yes. 3 questions.
Sorry. Just an idea. So can you go back to the slide where you show like what are all the improved scores again? Not sure if that's gonna make any sense, but like you know, how it make at least the step where you try to put the base model to the like. In distill model and you got a better like diverse picture, but like I guess maybe to like understand user preference or something like switching around from like taking something from the distill model and putting it to the base model, maybe to see like what about the distill model is contributing for maybe a base model score to increase.
Okay. Yeah, so we had this appendix section for the transfer
mm-hmm.
of distill to base mm-hmm. for sliders.
Mm-hmm.
I should probably show the fix
mm-hmm.
as like non-fix.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, my question would be like, it seems like the moral of the story is the starting point matters, right?
Yeah.
Because once you fix the starting point, it actually can finish it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I'm also wondering, I know it's less efficient that way, but like if instead of like patching into the first step, what if you're patching like the later steps, like the step, like let's say the 20%, yeah, like is that too late or?
Yeah, I had the numbers, but yeah. I didn't have a time to plot it.
No.
So in distill model, if you were to patch in at the second step.
Mm.
That means the the base model had done most of the heavy lifting already.
Uh-huh.
So it's just, it's like a saturated curve where
uh-huh.
it increases the diversity and then keeps it
uh-huh.
high.
So it gets very, very sensitive. Like once you, it's like if you're patching at a little later step, it's almost all the work has been done. You mean like
exactly.
not much work
yeah.
left. Finished
yeah.
to be done. It's just very fascinating, like all the work has been done, so like been decided so early.
Exactly.
Yeah,
right?
It's
yeah.
just like touch finishing up all the touch points in the end, which is very interesting.
Exactly. So that's one of the calls, which is maybe the future distillation methods have
mm-hmm.
to look into this,
mm-hmm.
where the first step doesn't really decide the structure. Like you maybe have like some sort of negative reward
mm-hmm.
to not have that structure in the first
mm-hmm. yeah exactly like if you can like somehow send motivated to like take it time to you know to commit in the first step
right okay.
yeah.
Another question
hi
I'm okay actually I thought about it it wasn't a very good question
it's okay any question is fine.
Hey, yeah. I'm attending over Zoom, so I couldn't make it in person. I have one question. Can you explain what?
Hey, you guys! I have a meeting in my my Zoom room, and I wonder if you can move your discussion to another Zoom room. Can you, Rohit? Can you use your own Zoom
yeah,
for the rest of your discussion here, and then I'll chat with Carsten in my Zoom here.
Oh,
yeah. Okay, I'm gonna Carsten. Can you click into this in another second? I'm gonna end the Zoom here,
yeah,
and then
yeah,
we'll do it again. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Wait, I was supposed to close.